And it's a good morning to Lachie Neal. How are you, Lachie?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I think you're lying. I've heard you're not feeling that well.
I've got a little bit of a cold and stuff, so apologies if my voice sounds a little bit off this morning.
No dramas at all. It's going to be expected this time of year, hey?
Yeah, but there's a bit floating around, so...
Now, Lachie, you've had a weekend off. You had a bye. What did you get up to?
Yeah, we had the weekend off, so I went back home onto the farm in South Australia, about 3.5 hours southeast of Adelaide, and caught up with my family and a couple of friends and whatnot. So it was great to get back, and it doesn't happen all that often, so it was really nice to get back and see them and spend a bit of quality time with the family.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I thought, I wasn't sure if you'd be allowed to jump on a plane and fly home and see the family, or if you have to stay around in Perth and, you know, do some training and stuff like that.
Nah, we had a bit of a program and went for a couple of runs and stuff, but we had Wednesday to Sunday off, so that was really good. And like I said, it doesn't happen too often that I get to go back.
Yeah, sure, your family are happy to see you, hey?
Yeah, for sure. It was good to see them.
So what else do you do in your time off, for example? Like, you know, obviously, you know, you've got a bit of time during the week. And, you know, what activities do you have? If, you know, anything, any other sport that you play or any hobbies?
Hobbies, I love going for a hit of golf. So if I get a chance, I'll go for a quick hit of golf. But I've also got uni to do as well. So I'm studying commerce.
Yeah.
So I have to be on top of that. And that takes up a few hours during the week as well.
Busy man.
Yeah, keep busy, which is good. I'd rather that than be sitting at home doing nothing.
Exactly. What about other types of exercise and stuff? I mean, obviously, you've got a fairly heavy training regime, but do you, you know, go to a gym or do some other sort of form of sport as well?
Not really, no. We can't, to be honest. We do so much at the club that it'd be silly to try and do some extras outside of that. And I know that some guys might do a little bit extra, but that's on the guidance of the club, and we're sort of told not to do any other sports or whatnot outside of footy. There's guys that surf and we'll do a bit of extra swimming and stuff, but in terms of going to the gym and doing extra weights, that's got to be ticked off and approved by the club.
Yes, otherwise it's just resting the body, hey?
Yeah, that's it. Rest and recover.
Okay, Lachie, our next game is against Melbourne. That's happening Saturday night over in Melbourne. Melbourne currently 10th on the ladder. You're 16. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, it should be a good game. We're really excited about it. Looking forward to getting back out there after the week off, and we had a pretty disappointing loss the week before. So we're looking to make amends and just come out and compete, because we didn't do that last time we were on the field, so we're really looking forward to it.
I guess jumping on a plane sort of knocks you around a little bit. You know, like in my last job, I used to have to fly up north quite a bit for work. It was only a two and a half hour flight, and, you know, you get off the plane and you go straight into work and a meeting, you're sort of going, oh, I'm not really feeling like this. But how do you find it when you've got to travel to the east? I mean, obviously, I know you go a day or so before.
Yeah, we usually fly out 2 days before we play, and that gives us enough time to, if any guys are feeling a bit lethargic or whatnot, to iron that out. We get there about 48 hours before we play, so there's enough time to get yourselves ready, and it's actually really good to get away with all the boys and have a sort of a trip away and hopefully get a job done, and that's what we're all there to do, and it's a really good feeling when you get away with the guys, because you're all there to achieve that common goal, and when you pull it off, it makes the flight home a lot more enjoyable as well.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of which, when do you find out who's travelling with you in the team?
We'll find out on Thursday, basically Thursday morning, and then we fly out Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Now, for example, for those people who aren't, you know, sort of, you know, that familiar with your routine, what do you have to pack to take with you, for example? Like, is the club responsible for bringing the uniforms, or do you have to pack all your own stuff and tick off a checklist?
The club will bring our playing stuff. We just have to bring clothes that are suitable, especially if we're going to Melbourne. You probably want to take a couple of jumpers and some trackies. And then make sure you take your jocks and socks. But other than that, we don't have too much that we have to bring. It's more just your clothes you're going to wear, and obviously a lot of Freo stuff, because we're wearing that around a little bit, and we do some exercises and go to the beach and whatnot, and we have to be in some Freo uniform there, so make sure you pack a bit of that. But
Don't forget those.
Basically, just what you'd pack for a quick 2 or 3 day trip anyway.
Yeah, don't forget those socks and jocks, hey?
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, Lockie, thanks for your time this morning. I hope you feel better.
No worries. I'm sure I'll be fine.
All right, mate, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Perth, with Mike Parry on Forever Classic 6AX.